Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I'm John Joshua Scott-Eyman. The book is Charlie Chaplin versus America, When Art, Sex, and Politics Collided. Charlie's a great success with the great dictator. He makes a speech. Joseph Davies, the ambassador to the Soviet Union, cannot attend an event in San Francisco during the Second War. And Second Front is the big story. Stalin wants a Second Front open. Eventually it will be. That's Normandy, 1944. But the push for the Second Front was widespread. The Soviets at this point are counterattacking. The Germans are hard-pressed. The U.S. is keeping the Soviets in the field with Lend-Lease. But Charlie's asked to step in for Joseph Davies in San Francisco and makes a Charlie Chaplin speech, all for the Second Front. That incident will become important because of what is about to happen to Charlie with his libertine understanding of the world. A young woman named Joan Barry, that's one of her pseudonyms, comes crashing at his door one Christmas. I believe it's 41, Scott. I get lost here.
1942.
And she has a pistol. Who is Joan Barry?
Joan Barry had been the mistress of J. Paul Getty in Oklahoma. She thought it would be fun to be in the movies. She got a letter of introduction that she could use. Generally, she traveled to California, met a number of movie people, including Chaplin. One thing led to another. His relationship with Paula Goddard was over. They had broken up. He was between pictures at this point. The Great Dictator had been a huge hit. And as Chaplin would note, he was only vulnerable to, shall we say, recreational sex when he wasn't working. When he was working, it was 24/7, and he was all in on the project. And he really was a nose to the grindstone guy, to continue with the cliches. And he wasn't really interested in women or girls. Between pictures, when he had no project, that was when his attention would wander. And he was between pictures at this point. And he met Barry at a Hollywood restaurant. They had dinner together. One thing led to another, and they became a couple. It lasted about a year, start to finish. They would break up. She began to show signs of emotional distress. She would go away, then come back to California, back to his house, go away, come back. Finally, she left to go, back to Oklahoma to see Getty. She came back sometime later, Christmas 1942, and, announced she was pregnant, and Chaplin was the father. Chaplin did the math and realized he could not possibly be the father. He also refused to settle.
Why did she have a pistol that night?
That came a little bit later. A month or so later, they went back and forth for a while. She was growing increasingly irrational. And 2 days before Christmas in 1942, she showed up at Chaplin's house, broke a window, let herself in the house. And they held him at gunpoint, and it was a really, really bizarre episode. That even in Chaplin's telling, juxtaposed with her telling, seems to be completely 90 miles an hour around hairpin curves. It's hard to imagine that he would possibly put himself in a position with a woman wielding a gun.
December 23rd, 1942. That's the date.
Yes. He refused to settle. She went ahead of Hopper and told Hopper that she was pregnant and that Chaplin was the father. Hopper went to other gossip columnists, gave them the news. The FBI found out, and the FBI sailed into the case as well. Chaplin, a few months later, Chaplin was indicted under the Mann Act. The Mann Act was a kind of obsolete law that had been passed around the turn of the century preventing men from transporting women across state lines for immoral purposes. It was meant to stamp out prostitution. But they prosecuted him on the Mann Act for transporting her across state lines, because at one point, when he'd gone to New York to deliver a speech about the Second Front, she had followed him, and they'd been staying in the same hotel. And they prosecuted him on the Mann Act because of that. He was acquitted of the Mann Act after the jury deliberated for an hour. Then came the paternity suit. By this time, the hue and cry amongst the columnists was in full flower. A week didn't go by where Hopper or Ed Sullivan or Westbrook Pegler weren't writing anti-Chaplin stories, basically branding him a roué, a libertine, dangerous to the moral ecology of America, you name it. He willingly took a blood test. The blood test proved he was not the father of the child who had been born in the intervening months before the paternity suit went to trial. The blood test proved he was not the father, and the jury found against him anyway. At this point in California, a blood test was not dispositive. The jury could overrule the results of the blood test if they so believed, which is what they did. Okay. Chaplin appealed. His appeal was denied. So for the next 18 years, he had to pay a support for a child that wasn't his.
And Joan Barry goes on to have a very sad life, dying quietly in 2007, having married and had two other additional children to Carol Ann. At some point, she writes a letter, I believe in the early 1950s, writes a letter to Charlie Chaplin's attorney saying, Carol Ann, the child, is not Charlie Chaplin. She tried to make it right, but it was too late.
She backtracked. She completely backtracked. Said basically that the FBI had fomented the paternity suit and nudged her into prosecuting Chaplin. Whether that's true or not, there's no way of telling, because she was so unstable. She spent 10 years in a California mental institution in the 1950s, in the late 1940s into the 50s. So there's no telling whether she was lying then,
right,
or whether she was lying later. You know, she was lying at one of those points, but we don't know which. But basically later on, she blamed the FBI for fomenting the case.
Well, that's
which,
easy to
considering
do.
What came later might very well have been the case, because
we're ready to join in that blame. Scott Eyman is the author of Charlie Chaplin versus America, When Art, Sex, and Politics Collided. Here comes a movie flop, and the FBI and the U.S. attorney and the 1950s McCarthyite fantasy. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699 Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.